I've been asked to talk on the promises today, and here's what came up. I used to be an actor and couldn't memorize lines very well, so improvisation was my thing. And so I thought this morning, I woke up and started thinking about the Night Step promises, and I've shared my story before and tried to write it down, and then I'd read it aloud, and I couldn't read what I'd written because my handwriting's kind of bad. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just take this image that I've got of the Night Step promises and talk about it as much as I can. So I wanted to ask, as I talk about this image that came to mind, if you feel so inclined, close your eyes for just a second. And what I want to think about with you is the image of all of us, one of us, me, you, walking through a street that you don't know. And it's the weather is just horrible outside. And we're dragging a big suitcase behind us. We've just come in from a long trip. And we don't know where we're going. And we're at the corner of walk and don't walk and going, what? Where am I? And we glance across the street and we make out a house front that's got lights on. And we could see people moving around inside. And we walk up to the front window to see better. And our hands are pressed against the glass and we're staring in and see these people talking, and it looks like they're having a good time. And we sort of tap on the window, and some people glance up, and it looks warm. It looks really warm, and people have their coats off. So some people have on pajamas, and we go and knock on the door, and it feels like the door may be locked. We try the handle, and it's a little tight. So we push at it a little bit, and someone comes to the door to open it further open. And suddenly we're standing in this room, and somebody goes, "Oh, here, let me take your coat. Let me get that bag from you." And we're standing in the foyer of this house with the lights on, and it's warm inside. And there aren't a lot of people in that foyer, just a few people smiling, talking to each other, and then welcoming us. And they say, you know, come on in, come on in. You know, we've, it's not a party. It's just, we've got some people here who are visiting. Come on in. So we come on in. And it feels really comfortable but unfamiliar. So we start walking in and we see people chatting, and some people are laughing. And as we move into the room, we see people sitting comfortably, and they invite us in to come and talk, shake hands. I see people hugging. And then I peer into another room, and there's some people sitting quietly, and the lights are low, and maybe they're holding hands, or maybe they're not saying anything. And the overall sense I've got is this is a place where I can just rest for a little while, that I'm with people who seem okay. And what is coming to me is that there are different rooms, there are different places, but they're all lit. They're all people talking, and people invite me to tell about where I've come from. And I talk about this long trip, and it was a hard trip. And I stumbled on this house with the lights on. And at first it feels a little intimidating or scary. And then I take a seat and start listening. And what I hear are people who seem to have been on a long trip too, who are feeling pretty good about it, who have new things that I've not heard before. And they don't seem afraid to tell this. I feel really shaky about it. And I sort of feel like maybe I don't want to stay. I don't know what this is quite about. And I see some other people leaving who also don't look like they're sure of what this is about, but I stay. And what I'm taking from this is I found a place where I don't have to be afraid. These are people that are kind, that are loving. And the things I had in that bag are still at the door. That heavy bag are still at the door. And if I want to, I can leave and pick that bag back up and drag it back out into that street with the terrible weather. But what I'm choosing today is to say, I've got something better here just for the time being. And I want to stay and find out what this is about. So I guess, I mean, I don't even think I'm going to go on for 10 minutes with this image, except to say that what this symbolizes, the promises to me that if I'm painstaking about trying that door, I'm going to be invited in by somebody who's been to this gathering before. And if I just push that door open a little, they're going to meet me on the other side. If I will do this, if I'll sit with the people in these rooms, that I'm going to hear the things. Some of those, that comfort, that closeness that I see everybody else feeling is gradually coming to me. And what I'm seeing is the more that I sit in there, I see other people coming in that door, and I'm the person standing at the door, opening it up. You know, just I see them pushing and I'm opening it up too on the other side. And I'm bringing them in and going, here's somebody with a cat. If you like cats, there are people with cats. If you like a baby, there's someone with a baby here. And there are people from all over the world. There's some people that speak French. Maybe you speak French too. Maybe there's a North Carolinian and you'll understand her accent. Oh my God. And what I'm feeling about the promises today is they come true. When I'm willing to walk through that door, I see that I'm not afraid. I'm not so afraid. And I get more and more chance to practice and to see. God, I want to say, somebody help me out here. I feel like I'm sort of stumbling on this metaphor, or I'm beating it to death or something. But what comes through is everything in that bag is staying in that bag. And I'm free. I'm freer to be Blair. I'm freer to see you all here as you all are. And not through the filter of, well, so-and-so, I don't know them. I don't understand what they're saying, or, you know, they look different from me. What I'm seeing is people who are here, who are welcoming me. And that's what I feel called to do, the same. And these promises are coming true. This is happening. And the work I do today is not just showing up, but it's also talking to other people and letting them know they're welcome. Help me out here with the time here, Celeste, because I have no idea of how I've been going. Oh, 5 minutes. Oh, no, I only have 5 minutes left. Oh, well, you know, that's really all I've got to say, except I'm a lot less fearful. Those promises are gradually coming through. I'm not afraid to sit here and tell you what's in my heart. I sat in a meditation before I came on, and the words that came to me are, this is home. This house with the light on, and I was stumbling through the dark and the terrible weather. I came home. And maybe at the end of all of this, the only thing I can think of is we're all walking each other home. I wasn't alone on that dark street. There was somebody leading me here. And it brings tears. I'll be honest, it brings tears to think of the hope. And, you know, I'm kind of proselytizing here. There are people I hope will pick up on the promises and let me know what they've, how they've seen this party, this gathering happen in their lives, what it means. This is what it means to me today. And there's a lot of love in these rooms, and that's coming true. Love that I haven't seen before. It's not just me sitting alone with the food. It's me being here with all of you all. And I thought of comparing it to a banquet. That's maybe too triggering. Let's just say it's this lovely gathering, and I haven't experienced that quite before until now. So I promise everybody in this room that if it happens for me, I believe it can happen for you, whether you're a newcomer, whether you've been here for a long time. I think the people who've been here for a long time know what I'm talking about. And if you're new, please stand in that foyer and wait for us to bring you in and just come on in. So having said all of that, we're going to do a little vote. I'm going to take myself off camera and you all can vote whether this should be recorded or not, because it's a little extemporaneous. But I appreciate being able to share what's in my heart today. And there's just so much love from me to you all and from you all to me, and I feel it. Thank you so much.